Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the New York Yankees and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Yankees. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Earl Combs. Batting second. The shortstop, Red Rolfe. Batting third. The left fielder, Babe Ruth. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Lou Gehrig. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Ben Chapman. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Tony Lazzari. Batting seventh. The catcher, Bill Dickey. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Jack Saltzgaver. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Russ Van Atta. Pitching for the New York Yankees, Russ Van Atta. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Bill Cecil. Batting second. The third baseman, Billy Werber. Batting third. The first baseman, Ed Morgan. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Roy Johnson. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Carl Reynolds. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Dick Porter. Batting seventh. The catcher, Rick Farrell. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Lynn Larry. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Gordon Rhodes. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Gordon Rhodes. And now, play ball. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Reynolds. Combs reaches second base with a double. Red Rolfe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rolfe hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Cecil settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth hits a fly ball into center field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Combs moves to third. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig strikes out. Farrell drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Gehrig out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Yankees nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rolfe scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is called out on strikes. Two outs. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan hits a fly ball into center field. Combs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Yankees nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Werber fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari takes first base on ball four. Chapman moves to second. Bill Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jack Saltzgaver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Saltzgaver takes first base on ball four. Chapman moves to third. Lazzari moves to second. Russ Van Atta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Van Atta hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rhodes fields it and throws to home to get Chapman. Lazzari moves to third. Saltzgaver moves to second. Two outs. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Combs hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cecil fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Yankees nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a fly ball into left field. Ruth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds hits a fly ball into center field. Combs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter hits a fly ball into left field. Ruth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Yankees nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Red Rolf is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rolf is 0 for 1 in the game. Rolf takes first base on ball 4. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth is 0 for 1 in the game. Ruth takes first base on ball 4. Rolf moves to second. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 0 for 1 in the game. Gehrig hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cecil fields it and throws to second for the out. Rolf moves to third. One out. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Chapman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Werber fields it and throws to first for the out. Rolf scores. Gehrig moves to second. Two outs. It's 1-0, Yankees. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Lazzari hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Yankees 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rolf scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gehrig fields the ball and throws to Van Atta covering. Safe. Gordon Rhodes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rhodes hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 2-1, Red Sox. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 0 for 1 in the game. Cecil hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 0 for 1 in the game. Werber hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Combs, who is chasing the ball. Werber reaches third base with a triple. Cecil goes all the way around to score. It's 3-1, Red Sox. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0 for 1 in the game. Morgan hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Ruth. Morgan reaches second base with a double. Werber scores. It's 4-1, Red Sox. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Dickey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0 for 1 in the game. Reynolds hits a pop-up towards short. Rolf settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Yankees 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Bill Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey is 0 for 1 in the game. Dickey hits a fly ball into right field. Porter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jack Saltzgaber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Saltzgaber is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Saltzgaber takes first base on ball 4. Russ Van Atta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Van Atta is 0 for 1 in the game. Van Atta hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Reynolds, who is chasing the ball. Van Atta reaches third base with a triple. Saltzgaber goes all the way around to score. It's 4-2, Red Sox. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Combs takes first base on ball 4. Red Rolfe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rolfe is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Rolfe takes first base on ball 4. Combs moves to second. Wes Farrell now pitching. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Ruth hits a fly ball into center field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Van Atta scores. Two outs. It's 4-3, Red Sox. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 0 for 2 in the game. Gehrig hits a ball on the ground towards first. Morgan scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Gehrig for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Yankees 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0 for 1 in the game. Porter hits a fly ball into left field. Ruth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0 for 1 in the game. Farrell takes first base on ball 4. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Larry hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Combs. Larry reaches second base with a double. Farrell moves to third. Wes Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell hits a fly ball into center field. Combs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Farrell scores. Larry moves to third. Two outs. It's 5-3, Red Sox. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Cecil hits a fly ball into center field. Combs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Yankees 3. The Yankees will come to bat. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Chapman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Werber juggles the ball. That's an error on Werber. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Lazzari hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Bill Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey is 0 for 2 in the game. Dickey takes first base on ball 4. Jack Saltzgaber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Saltzgaber is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks, Saltzgaber takes first base on ball 4. Dickey moves to second. Russ Van Atta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Van Atta is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Van Atta hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cecil fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Yankees 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Werber hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gehrig fields the ball and throws to Van Atta covering. Safe. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Werber. The throw from Dickey and he is safe. Werber steals second. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Morgan takes first base on ball 4. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-2 in the game. Johnson bunts towards the pitcher. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Werber moves to third. Morgan moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0-for-2 in the game. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lazzari fields it and throws to second for the out. Werber scores. Morgan moves to third. One out. It's 6-3, Red Sox. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0-for-2 in the game. Porter hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Chapman. Porter reaches second base with a double. Morgan scores. Reynolds goes all the way around to score. It's 8-3, Red Sox. Danny McFadden now pitching. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rolf scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Porter moves to third. Two outs. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Larry is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Yankees 3. The Yankees will come to bat. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Combs hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cecil scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Red Rolf is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rolf is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Rolf hits a fly ball into center field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Ruth hits a fly ball into center field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Yankees 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Wes Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Farrell hits a fly ball into right field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Cecil hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Dickey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. Werber hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rolf scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Yankees 3. The Yankees will come to bat. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 0-for-3 in the game. Gehrig hits a pop-up towards short. Larry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Chapman hits a pop-up towards first. Morgan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Lazzari is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Yankees 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Morgan hits a fly ball into center field. Combs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-2 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McFadden fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rolf scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Yankees 3. The Yankees will come to bat. Bill Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Dickey hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Cecil settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jack Saltzgaber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Saltzgaber is 0-for-0 in the game. With three walks. Saltzgaber hits a fly ball into center field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Danny McFadden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McFadden strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Yankees 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Samuel Byrd now playing right field. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Porter hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Saltzgaber fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Larry hits a pop-up towards short. Rolf settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Yankees 3. The Yankees will come to bat. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Combs hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Red Rolf is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rolf is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. Rolf hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Cecil catches it and throws to first to double up Combs. Two outs. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Ruth hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 0-for-4 in the game. Gehrig hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cecil scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 8, and New York Yankees, 3. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.